Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 29th of May, 2023. So the Bible reading for today is from Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 11 to 19. Sun and moon stood still in the heavens at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. In wrath you strode through the earth, and in anger you threshed the nations. You came out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. With his own spear you pierced his head. When his warriors stormed out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the wretched who were in hiding. You trampled the sea with your horses, churning the great waters. I heard and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the sheepfold, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music of my stringed instruments. Today's article, titled Hope That Holds, was written by James Banks. I know Daddy's coming home because he sent me flowers. Those were my seven-year-old sister's words to our mother when Dad was missing in action during wartime. Before Dad left for his mission, he pre-ordered flowers for my sister's birthday, and they arrived while he was missing. But she was right. Dad did come home. After a harrowing combat situation. And, decades later, she still keeps the vase that held the flowers as a reminder to always hold on to hope. Sometimes, holding on to hope isn't easy in a broken, sinful world. Daddy's don't always come home, and children's wishes sometimes go unfulfilled. But God gives hope in the most difficult situations and circumstances. In another time of war, the prophet Habakkuk predicted the Babylonian invasion of Judah, but still affirmed that God is always good. Remembering God's kindness to his people in the past, Habakkuk proclaimed, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Saviour." Some commentators believe Habakkuk's name means to cling. We can cling to God as our ultimate hope and joy, even in trials, because he holds on to us and will never let us go. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that whatever may come, I have a bright and lasting future in you. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries. God bless you.